Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. He's always stirring the pot of information throughout the Ohio Valley.
More like shaking it.
Well, someone's got to do it, so why not Dimitri, especially when he refers to himself in third person, as he's doing right now and has no idea why? Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. And Steve Novotny, 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. Plus, they repeat his show about 1,000 times every weekend because they like Steve, which is fine. And good for him. And I like Steve. I do like Steve, actually. Why management loves this guy so much is, don't go there. Don't go there. You need this job. All right. All right. Before we get back to national, international news, including Syria, really interesting thing regarding Syria and the Biden administration and the CIA and Julian Assange. I've got it all. Got it all for you. Got it covered. I'm doing this for you because that's just how I give back to my public. I give you entertainment. I give you information. It's just how Dimitri rolls. There he is again with that third person thing. All right. But first, the bridge. This bridge, the more that I see the West Virginia Division of Highways under this guy, is it Jimmy Reston? Is that his name? The more I see what they're involved in, the more I begin to believe that it's a clown show. Just an absolute clown show. We don't have these kinds of problems with ODOT. ODOT, very well run, very efficient. I grew up in Pennsylvania. I know what PennDOT is like, and that is a nightmare. PennDOT is so bad that it makes the West Virginia Division of Highways look almost competent. That's how bad PennDOT is. But ODOT is the gold standard around here, and it's not even close. The West Virginia Division of Highways has gotten worse over the years under the Justice Administration.
Big Jim Justice.
Say hi to my baby dog's buttocks. He waved it around during a commercial, a campaign commercial, waving around baby dog's buttocks. That's, I swear to you, I'm not making this up. Welcome to my world. Somebody shoot me. So it took forever for them to build this bridge, which I warned you would be not functional. That's not the right word. That would be essentially, how do I phrase this? I warned people that just because it was built, it does not mean that it would be used. That's an important distinction. Do I like the idea of having a new bridge connecting our two states? Sure, it's fine. But all of the boosters, all the George Babbitts out there, all of the people, the county commissioners and the state reps, this, that, and the other, all going, oh, it's going to be an economic boom. Build it and they will come. They love saying that. And yet most of the things that they build, the government using your tax dollars, they build it and you don't come. That's why we have words like boondoggle. Well, here's the latest one. This bridge, which looks very nice, and it was very interesting how they put it together and floated it down the river and all that. No question. But I warned people. I don't think there's much need for this bridge for this reason. As soon as they made the announcement, and then throughout the construction process, there was one person here in the local media, quite probably the only person in America who was saying this. Take a look at the activity, the real estate activity on either side of this proposed new bridge. Take a look at the real estate activity, because that will be an indicator, a very strong indicator, if this bridge actually is going to be worth the cost of the construction. If this bridge is actually going to make a difference. Take a look at all of the real estate activity on the West Virginia side, anywhere near that side of the bridge. Take a look at all of the real estate activity on the Ohio side of the bridge. And I mention this from time to time, saying, you know, it's not what I'm seeing. It's what I'm not seeing. Virtually no real estate activity. No big signs saying lot for sale or acreage or this, that, or the other, or even small signs for sale. I mean, virtually nothing. And this has been going on ever since they made the announcement. And sometimes people would say, well, Dimitri, you're a you know, negative Nancy here. I mean, what you should be a booster and talk this thing up. I want to be honest. It would be wonderful if this bridge somehow miraculously would stimulate economic development. I felt the same way about the Robert C. Byrd Intercommodal Transportation Center and all the other stuff that they keep telling us, oh, build it and they will come. Everything will be fine if we just build it. No, they're just boondoggles. That's all they are. And this new parking garage on Market Street, just another boondoggle. Who's going to drive down here just to park in a new parking garage? You need to give them a reason to be here. So I've been warning people about this bridge forever. And again, all you have to do is just open your eyes and look and say, why is there no real estate virtually no real estate activity on either side of the bridge? If businesses thought that this would be a real economic boom and that people would would start using it, and if this, that, and the other, they'd be building sheets over here and McDonald's over there and this over here and that. Where is it? That's why I call it the not so brilliant bridge. Because it connects West Virginia with brilliant Ohio. But it is brand new. It looks very nice and all that. And then I'm reading this thing on 7 on the website, TRF's website. By the way, they have a new news director, I am told. My sources tell me it's a new news director, another DEI hire, I think. And so the headline is, West Virginia Bridge to have intermittent closures for a week. And I went, what? It can't be the new bridge. Can't be the new. Apparently it is. County Route 2/23, the Wellsburg Bridge, that's the not so brilliant bridge, the new bridge, will have intermittent closures for 10 to 15 minute intervals from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. beginning Sunday, December 8th. Which would be, was that yesterday? I think it was yesterday. Through Friday, December 13, for bridge testing. That's this week. Work is being done at night to minimize the impact. 8 p.m. to 6 a.m., excuse me, I misread that. 8 p.m. to 6 a.m., my bad. Work is being done at night to minimize the impact on the traveling public. I can't imagine there are too many people traveling at all. Motorists are advised to use an alternative route, U.S. 22 Veterans Memorial Bridge, the Fort Henry Bridge. Inclement weather, unforeseen circumstances could change the project. What bridge testing are we talking about here? This is a brand new bridge. You got to test to see if it's going to hold up. What the hell is this? This is a new bridge. When you add this to the clown show that is the renovation of the suspension bridge connecting downtown Wheeling with Wheeling Island, where they spent $18 million and they still can't say whether we're going to be allowed to drive over it because it might not be sturdy enough. When you look at the Welcome Center right across, as soon as you pass over from Pennsylvania into West Virginia on 70, that Welcome Center, which had been a nice, decent place, is now a laydown yard, and it's been that way for years with rusting metal and everything, orange barrels and cyclone fencing. It's one disgrace after another. The filth of the Wheeling Tunnel, the lack of lights in the Wheeling Tunnel. It's been going on for years. Some new light standards right on the east side of the Wheeling Tunnel never have been working right. This is just one more example, to me at least, as, look, am I a construction guy? No. Do I understand bridges? No. But I do understand competence at some level. You wouldn't know it by my show, but I actually do, kind of. It's really interesting to me that the local representatives never have anything to say about these constant screw-ups with the Division of Highways. If I were representing the people of the northern panhandle of West Virginia, I'd be screaming my head off with the Department of Transportation, Division of Highways, about that welcome center. That's the first thing that millions of travelers see every year when they are coming from the east through Pennsylvania into West Virginia and heading west. That welcome center is an utter, complete, and total disgrace. It's shut down. They've got orange barrels. They've had this for years now. Cyclone fencing, rusting metal. It's a laydown yard. It's honestly, it's an absolute disgrace. And this is how West Virginia welcomes people? The Wheeling Tunnel, filthy inside and out. They don't replace the light bulbs. The suspension bridge, they spent $18 million and they're going, oh, well, we're not sure if we made it good enough so people can drive over it. If they wanted to make it good enough so that people could drive over it again, believe me, they would. This is not rocket science. And now the new bridge, the not-so-brilliant bridge, they're shutting it down for testing. But Channel 7 being Channel 7 doesn't say testing for what? It just, I mean, honestly, we'll read this to you. Again, it just says closing 8 p.m., 6 a.m. beginning Sunday, December 8th through Friday, December 13th for bridge testing. Now, if journalism mattered at all with Channel 7, if journalism were anything more than simply rewriting a news release, which is not journalism, by the way, that's propaganda, they would have added what the bridge is being tested for. For bridge testing, for what? Are there cracks? The foundation, something wrong with the concrete? What are the pillars holding it up? What? Testing for what? I mean, honestly, journalism is not that hard. It really isn't. But you gotta think. Bridge testing. Golly, I hope they're testing it to make sure it doesn't fall down. This is what passes for journalism here in the Valley. This is a friggin' disgrace. It's an absolute disgrace. And these bridges. And I'm the only one talking about this. I'm the only one. I'm the only one here in the Valley, which means I'm the only one here in the tri-state area, which means I'm the only one here in the nation talking about this. Your tax dollars, our local economy, I'm the only one. Oh, you don't believe me? Okay, fine. Name somebody else who cares. Exactly. All right. Let's see. What do we have here? I got the news coming up next. This is interesting. Syria has had a change in leadership. Syria, my sources tell me, is a country somewhere between Europe and Africa, kind of on the east side of that. And they've had this ruling family for generations, the Assads, bad, nasty, terrible, terrible people. And the latest generation of Assad, a guy who I think was an optometrist or something like that, has been doing horrible, terrible things to Syrians, as his citizens, as subjects for many, many, many years. This is a bad guy. And so there was a revolution. And the new leaders overthrew the old leader, Assad, who now is in Russia, because Russia had been supporting him because Russia needed Syria because it's, I think, the only deep water port for the Russian Navy in the Mediterranean. That's why Russia actually cares about Syria. Turns out that the winners, the revolutionaries who overthrew this guy, are well connected with Al-Qaeda and ISIS and other militant Muslim groups. But the Biden administration is really happy about that. And guess what? He wants to send money to help the new dictators who could be even worse than the old dictator. There are no good guys here. It's sort of like Stalingrad. You have the Soviets and you have the Nazis. They were fighting each other. There's no good guy there. It's Stalingrad. Two evil forces against each other. Fascinating to watch. But that's all it is. Same thing here. Two evil, horrible forces. But the Biden administration, Joe Biden himself is saying, oh no, we need to give him money. This is the same Joe Biden who fell asleep again during his recent trip to Africa. He went to a country called Angola and gave them $1 billion. Billion with a B. They're also giving billions to this day to Ukraine and now to Syria. So billions for Aleppo, billions for everything except for North Carolina. It's unbelievable.